Okay, let's move on to the next thing. Is the dinim of a mikvah. No, I'm saying to discuss what the construction of a mikvah, what halachically makes a kosher mikvah. Okay, so number one, for many tumas, many types of impurity, you need to have a kosher mikvah from rainwater. Certain times, for certain impurities in the Chumash, you need a mayan, a well, a natural spring. Sometimes for certain tubas, like for a man, so then you can have mayim she'uvim. Mayim she'uvim literally means drawn water. And we'll see exactly what each one means as we go on a little bit to discuss the mikveh. Now, the Gemara says that the size of a mikveh has to be the size that a person could immerse completely in. So the Gemara says, what is the measurement of the size of a kosher mikveh? It's one amma by three amas deep. Meaning, and you go to Chumra. So it's 2 feet by 2 feet It's 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. Okay? That means 24 cubic feet of water. Okay, it has to be 3 amas high or any configuration of it. It has to be an amma by an amma, 2 feet by 2 feet, plus 3 amas, which is 6 feet high, which is 24 cubic feet of water per mikveh. Now, halachically, the mikveh has to be from rainwater. That is what purifies a person, is rainwater. Not only that, once the rainwater is put into a keli, a receptacle, it becomes automatically disqualified for a mikveh where you need rainwater. Mayim megeshamim, as it's called, rainwater. So now, when you build a mikveh, let's just get in a practical way. Nobody today immerses in the mikveh of rainwater, because that would mean you'd have to keep changing the water. Not only that, if you filter the rainwater, then it goes through a filtering system. So it's going through utensils, through kalim. It would automatically disqualify it from being rainwater, whether it's biblically forbidden, rabbinically forbidden. But mayim she'uvim, most people say, is rabbinically not kosher to use as a mikveh. Okay, not only... So therefore, like this. So when you build a mikveh, say a woman's mikveh, and by the way, to immerse kalim in a mikveh, when you have to put the dishes in the mikveh, it has to be a mikveh which is kosher for women, not for men. In other words, technically a swimming pool is kosher for a man, if it's under certain conditions. For a woman, a swimming pool is not kosher. You can't immerse dishes in a swimming pool to have immersed dishes in the mikveh. You need to have a mikveh of rainwater. Now, so what do you do today, practically speaking? So you have, there's a din that if city water is connected to rainwater, then the city water becomes rainwater. Now, there are different ways of making that connection between city water and mikveh, rainwater. So number one, when you get the rainwater, where do you get rainwater from? From rain, right? Obviously. So how do you collect the rainwater? So the rainwater, when you have a roof of a building, let's say, and you have gutters, right, that come down, that the water doesn't stay on the roof. So the roof is made at a incline, a slope. And then the water, there's like a hole here and a hole there on the roof. And the water, huh? Yeah, and then you have gutters that get the water, take it out into the street. So when you want... What? What? 1 second. 1 second. I'm just saying how you normally have rainwater coming down, going to the waste. Otherwise, your roof would be full of water. It would cave in eventually. So now you have to make sure that the rainwater coming from the roof does not go through any vessel whatsoever. So let's say, for argument's sake, okay, and there's tons of dinim here, but let's say you have a slope and it goes into, let's say, plastic pipes. Okay?
PVC.
Yeah, but plastic pipes, according to most opinions, is not something that's a keli that it can make you tame. That's makabel tuma. But when the rainwater comes down from the roof into the mikveh, you can't have any right angle pipes. The PCP pipe cannot be right angled, because then in that corner where the horizontal and vertical meet, that's a keli, it's holding water. So it has to be done in a way that the pipe either goes at an angle without any right angles whatsoever, and it goes directly into the board, which is a pit, for rainwater. If it's a 45 degree angle...
No, if it's 90 degree but it's round, there's no way that it can hold any water. It's round, it's all round.
If it goes... If there's any place along the way that water can be held, it's invalid. Now, so when it rains, and you need a lot of rain, so then, I'm just, the general concept, the next, you know, during the week, we'll discuss more. Now, so you need the rainwater to come straight down from the roof without any vessels along the way, without anything holding the water. Which is, a lot of times, it's a big problem on the roof of the mikveh. You have to make sure there's no air conditioning pipes or anything that the water might go there and then go down and go into the mikveh, and then it's not rainwater because it was in the keli.
No turbulence.
You have to make sure. Anyway, there's very complicated things in making sure the roof is kosher.
No puddles.
You can't have puddles. You can't have kalem on the roof. Whatever. So now the water goes into, let's say, the rain board. The board of Mekshamim, as it's called. Now, but you can't table in that, because after a few times, it's going to get dirty water, stagnated water, dirty water. And then, number one, you're not going to have people tabling in there. And you can't keep having new rainwater coming. Where are you going to get so much rainwater? So what you do is, you build next to it, or on top of it, another pit, another board, which has city water, in it. And then, when you have, let's say, a full pit of rainwater, and then next to it, or underneath it, or I'm saying on top of it, you have the regular board that you travel in, but it's connected with, there's a hole in between to a certain size. No, that's not Zaliyah. It's called Hashaka. And that is connecting the two bayras together. In other words, when the sink water in this pit has a hole that goes into the rainwater, and the rainwater kisses, Hashaka actually means kissing. It kisses the rainwater, the city water, and the city water kissed the rainwater. So then the city water becomes rainwater. Halachically. It becomes rainwater. No, the rainwater stays rainwater.
But after a while, I mean, the rainwater mixes with the city water.
I understand that very well. So we're going to get there. Oh my God, I didn't realize.
It's so interesting, you didn't say it.